Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, they never expected for the Patriots to win in 2016. They didn't even see it coming. They had no clue it was happening. And they thought, well, all right, he got in. He did it. Hillary was supposed to be there. We were supposed to be on track for the 16-year plan. Not a big deal. All we'll do is we'll throw everything at him and he will fold in the end. And that will be that. The problem is they didn't realize the entire military was behind him. And I'm not talking about the TV generals. I'm talking about the military. The military that adheres to the oath. The military that decided, you know something? We see the way the country's going. And if we keep going down this path, we're going to have no country. Now, the military could have gone in and overthrown the deep state players. But what would that look like? It would be a complete and utter disaster. What would the deep state do? Would they just sit there and say, oh, look at this, the military's coming in? They would fight back. They would play dirty. They would explode things in the country and destroy and kill. They knew this. Plus, optics, not good at all. When you see the military coming in and overthrowing the government, the people of this country, they were not yet awake. They wouldn't understand why this was happening. Most of the people believed that the country was okay. We just needed someone in there that was a little bit better. They didn't realize how deep and wide the swamp was. Actually, it's not even a swamp. They are criminals. And this is why Trump didn't go down this path. He needed to wake America up. That's what this is really about. And he wanted the people to make the decision in the end. And the only way to make a decision is to think logically and to understand what is happening. And you needed to see the criminal syndicate firsthand. That is the only way that you can make a decision. Now, going through this process, yes, you're going to be angry. You're going to be pissed off. You're going to be like, why are these people awake already? Why can't these people see it? Remember, everyone wakes up at different phases. And this is why Trump needed to counter their 16-year plan with a 7-8-year plan, because he needed this time to show people the truth. And once people started to realize, and he saw the poll numbers go up, and people started to say, okay, I see election fraud. Okay, I see the criminal syndicate. I see the two-tier justice system. I see how they're trying to destroy the country by opening the borders. I see why we need the wall. I see how they're trying to bring us to war. I see how their Green New Deal, the Great Reset, is destroying the economy. I see all of this now. But what do we do about it? How can we fix this? Well, most of the people, they see it. Most of the people are understanding it. But once you have the majority, once you have the people where you need them to be, then you can go ahead and actually show them, because now they're accepting of this information, you can show them how they actually did it. Now, think about the other side. Trump, he knows that he can't reach the D's. He knows that there's a firewall protecting them. What's the firewall? That's called CNN. It's called MSNBC and all the other stations and newspapers that cater to the D's. They are blocking everything, so they don't understand what's going on. Yes, there are Republicans that watch Fox, and they just believe that. And that's the firewall for the Republicans. Trump, he needed to get around this somehow. He needed a way to reach these people. He needed a way to show them, look what they did. But first, what did he do? He needed to catch them in the act. He needed to get all that information. He needed to have the reports. He needed the military to catch them. He needed other agencies to catch them. And he needed this to happen over and over and over. Because think about it. If he was going to show a report and it was done back in 2018 and it was the only time it was done, people go, oh, that looks like a glitch to me. I mean, did they do it in 2020? Did they do it in 2022? And I do believe this is what Trump has done. He's taken every election and he's caught them in the act. And as we went through this time period, 2018, 2020, 2022, the deep state really needed to do what? They needed to cheat like they never cheated before. Trump, he needed the people out there voting like they've never voted before, because he needed the deep state to cheat on a scale that was unprecedented. Because once you catch them in this, it's game over for them. Now what Trump is doing, he's taking all that information, and now what he's doing, he's going to present it to all these people. Now all these people think that he's on trial. He's not on trial. The trial is for the deep state. Why do you think they set it up this way? Why do you think the charges for January 6th are against Trump? Why do you think the charges for the espionage are against Trump? Why do you think election fraud charges are against Trump? Why do you think the Presidential Record Act is against Trump? Because this is what they have been doing. He wants to take everything that they've been doing. He wants him to do it to him. This way, the fake news covers it. The people who hate Trump or don't believe, they watch it. And then all of a sudden, everything turns around. The trial is really for the deep state. Everyone wanted a trial. You're going to get one. Now, is this the final trial? No, this is the beginning of the trials. And this is going to start next year. Now, does that mean the deep state is just going to sit there? No. They're going to fight back. They always fight back. But Trump, he knows this. He knows exactly what they're going to do. Why? Because they're the ones who are in control. They know the playbook. They know when this information starts to come out, they're going to push riots. They know when Trump wins in 2024, they're going to push a war. This is what they're going to do. Plus, during this period of time, I do believe they're going to unleash a censoring system like we've never seen before. And when that doesn't work the way they think it's going to work, they're going to shut down communication. They're going to just black it out because they won't be able to control it the way they think they're going to control it, because they're not in control of certain platforms. And people are now thinking logically and awake. And once you see the deep state code, you can't unsee it. And that's what people are realizing right now. They're seeing through all of this. And the people are like, wow, you know something? Every time they throw propaganda at me, I see it clear as day. I mean, before it was a little difficult, but now it's becoming clear and clear every single day. And I do believe the world is watching this. And the world is going to wake up. And the world is going to fight back. And it's going to bring the entire deep state system down in the end. But during this entire process, what is Trump doing? He's publicly shaming Biden. Remember, the fake news over and over and over when Trump was in office, what did they say? Trump's on vacation. Trump's playing golf. Trump's not even working. He's lazy. He's doing this. And what do you see with Biden? How many days has he been on vacation? He spent 40% of his time on vacation. There's always pictures of him sleeping on the beach, riding his bike. He goes on vacation before he goes to a disaster area. Trump is sending a message. He's publicly shaming Biden. Yes, he's going to public shame Hillary Clinton. Yes, he's going to publicly shame Obama. Yes, he's going to publicly shame Soros. He's going to bring the whole thing down. And you could see as the people wake up, as the people start to realize what's going on, the people, well, they're not going to look at these people. I'm talking about the Clintons. I'm talking about the Biden, Obama, the Hollywood and the rest. They're not going to look at them the same way ever, ever again. And it's already starting. Bill Clinton's walking down the street in East Hampton, and nobody is paying attention to him whatsoever. The luster, the shine is gone. And now the people are starting to realize what's going on. And the people now are waking up. Tony put this out on Twitter. Actually, General Flynn repost this. And he says, we need more of this. Now, it's a woman. She's an independent. And she's saying, you know something? Now I'm seeing the truth here. Now I'm starting to realize what's going on. And she said she didn't like Trump in the beginning. But now she sees very, very clearly what's happening. Take a listen to what she said.
If you followed me for a while, you know that I never stick up for Trump. I'm an independent and I see things on both sides and I see the positive and negative. Here's the deal, though. When you are spending so much money, time, and energy on trying to take somebody down, it makes me want to look at things differently. Trump is no longer the president, yet this current administration, pretty much majority of the time, blames everything on Trump. even though they've been the current administration for 2 years. The fact that they're spending so much, again, time, money, and energy on trying to take him down, I'm starting to feel like maybe everything that he said was true. Like, I remember when he was first president, if you follow me, you know this, I was devastated, right? And he was saying things like, fake news. And I was like, what a douchebag, right? And he's talking about how much evil there was and how the MSN, the mainstream media, and the liberals and Democrats were hiding from us and were actually doing some very sketchy, illegal, awful things. And I kept thinking, my God, he's lost his mind. But now, when the left, the media, the liberals, the Democrats are trying so hard to take him down and silence him, I'm like, maybe he wasn't batshit crazy. Maybe he does have information and knowledge about things that they're doing, and that's why they're spending so much time, energy, and money on trying to take him down and silence him.
So the people around this country, they're starting to wake up. They're starting to realize what's going on. And this is why the evidence has to continually be put out into the public realm, because the people need to see what the criminal syndicate is. And as the evidence continually piles up and they see the FBI not doing anything, they see the DOJ not doing anything, they see nothing actually happening, the people wake up because of this. And it's not just with the Bidens. It's going to be with Hillary Clinton. It's going to be with Obama. It's going to be with Soros. Actually, Soros is also on deck. We'll be getting to that in just a sec. And the people are going to start to realize who is behind all of this. And the people are going to go, holy crap, I see this very, very clearly. They're doing this against Trump. Nothing's happening to them. More and more evidence is coming out. And nothing's happening to them. It's only happening to Trump. I mean, people aren't stupid. Once you wake them up and they see clearly, they start to think logically and they go, okay, now I'm getting it. Now I understand. Just like this woman that said, listen, now I'm getting it. I understand what's going on here. And as people look at Twitter, which was the old Twitter I'm talking about, when people look at the fake news, when people look at Facebook, when people look at YouTube, people look at Google, they're going to start to realize that, wait, they controlled all these different platforms. They were using propaganda on us. And this is absolutely unbelievable. We were actually in a police state. They were monitoring. They were using propaganda. It looks just like Nazi Germany. That's where we're headed. Now, what's very interesting with Hunter Biden and the laptop story, a former CIA agent who signed the infamous open letter that smeared the New York Post Hunter Biden laptop story as Russian disinformation, later tried to conceal her role at Twitter. And what we've come to find out is that this individual was CIA, worked for Twitter, and this individual went ahead and shut down the entire story. And this is coming from Texas Lindsay. She found an email from Nada Bakos, formerly a counterterrorism agent at the CIA, telling her superiors that she had locked down her LinkedIn and Twitter after the New York Post published a photo of her and other former intelligence officials who had signed the letter. Bakos is one of many former intelligence officials who were working at the same social media platforms that censored the laptop story. It is now an uncontested fact that the major social media platforms are in part moderated by members of the American intelligence community, an arm of the deep state watching over all our online communications. Bakos was no different. As recently as March 2022, she was a director for policy enforcement at Twitter, now it's called X, giving her direct authority over how the platform's content moderation policies are implemented. And what's very interesting about this is that she worked targeting terrorists post-9/11, in which she worked under former CIA Deputy Director Mike Morrell, who was appointed to serve during the Obama administration. Morrell has since been revealed as the author of the now infamous letter signed by dozens of former intelligence officials who aimed to mislead the public into believing the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. So right there, everything is connected. And we see that more and more information is going to be coming out, and it looks like that they're going to start an impeachment inquiry. That doesn't mean they're going to impeach. It means they're going to issue subpoenas. They're going to find out a lot more information. And I do believe there's going to be a lot of evidence that is going to connect Biden with Hillary Clinton, which is going to connect to Obama. And we can see that this has already started. Lisa May put this out on X and said, with the possibility of an impeachment inquiry into the Biden bribery operation, which would give the judiciary GOP subpoena power for the unredacted private emails, it would open a massive can of worms that would tie to the rest of the Hussein regime. We've been told Loretta Lynch has been talking about the infamous tarmac meeting with Slick Willie, where she was offered RBG's SCOTUS seat if she made Hillary's classified email matter go away, after which Comey obliged. Anyone seen or heard from Loretta Lynch lately? And when you look at the post, that's exactly what it says. So once again, what they're doing right now is they are now going to issue subpoenas. They're going to gather evidence. One leads to another, which leads to another. And I do believe what they're going to start to do is they're going to start to tie this in. Because remember, why would they do this? Why would they start to tie all this together? Because I do believe a change of batter is coming. I do believe Obama is on deck. And now the focus is going to shift. So how do you show the people that Obama knew about all of this? You need to make the connections. And I do believe that's exactly what's happening. Actually, Devin Nunes was on a show, and I think it was John Solomon, and he actually confirms that Obama is now on deck. And Carly Bone put this out, and it says, here comes the look into Obama boomerang. Absolutely. That's exactly what we're going to see happen. And to kick this off, to kick the whole thing off with Obama, it looks like Malik Obama, Barack Obama's brother, said, listen, Tucker, you want to interview me? I can give you all the dirt. So he put this out on X, and it looks like there's going to be an interview on Tuesday, September 19th, and Malik Obama is going to spill it all to millions and millions of people. This is how it's being kicked off. And the people, they're going to learn a lot, and they're going to start to realize what's happening right now. Because remember, people are going to say, holy crap, look at this. You're telling me your brother's gay? You're telling me that Michelle is actually Michael? Are you telling me that he lied to the American people and this is just one lie that he's told, that he was actually born in Kenya and he was never a citizen so he could never be president? He lied about all this. Then he had scandal after scandal after scandal and he tried to destroy the United States. I mean, think about what's going to come out during this interview. This is going to change everything. And it's going to be absolutely amazing because everything's prepped, warmed, and ready to go. And the people, they're going to see it all, just like they're seeing everything else, just like they're seeing the border. The people start to, they're starting to understand that everything that the Biden administration has done, it is a problem for this country. People might have said, listen, we didn't need the wall when Trump was in office because they didn't understand what the wall would do. Trump, what he needed to do with the Biden administration, with everything that he's doing, he needed to accelerate it, to amplify it, and throw it in everyone's face so you couldn't miss it. If he brought in 10,000 people over the border, people go, oh, all right, no big deal. If he brought in millions upon millions upon millions, people will go, whoa, wait a minute. What's happening here? If those people were then sent to Chicago, sent to New York, sent to LA, sent to all these different other places, people would start to realize, hey, the border needs to be closed down. We need a wall. This is what I mean by amplify. Everything that you're seeing right now has been exaggerated, amplified to such a degree that the people of this country, they won't be able to miss it. They could try and pretend not to see it. Eventually, they will see it. And the people will say enough is enough. And that's exactly what's happening. The people are getting pissed off, and the poll numbers are now shifting quite a bit where the people are saying, we need a wall. Actually, we need to build that right now. Rasmussen Reports put this out on X, and he said, by a 2-to-1 margin, voters believe controlling the U.S. border is more important than helping Ukraine fight Russia. Absolutely. And that's what people are seeing. And who's responsible for locking down the border and securing the border and building a wall? Well, that would be the head of DHS, Mayorkas. But is he doing the job? No. When they see him testify, what do people see? They see someone that's lying. They see someone that's not telling the truth because why? They can see all the people coming over the border. They could see the politicians in New York having a problem. They could see the people in Massachusetts having a problem because of all the illegals that are there. They see the people in Chicago are having a problem because of all the illegals here. And he's telling everyone that the borders are locked down. They're not. And people see it. They see the liars. Now, what's very interesting about this, it looks like the impeachment effort is losing steam with Mayorkas. DC Drano put this out and said, "Congressional summer vacation is almost over and Politico reports House GOP doesn't have the votes to impeach DHS Secretary Mayorkas. Our country is being invaded and Republicans won't fight to protect our border. Hold Mayorkas accountable. Impeach." Now, really think about this. Anyone that Biden appointed and anyone that was brought in, are these people actually in these positions? Well, if they cheated in the election and they overthrew the government, they overthrew the duly elected president, how possibly can they be in these positions? So how possibly can we impeach them? We really can't. And I do believe Trump, he wants these individuals in place to show that the rhinos won't do anything. And he wants to show who the liars are. And he wants these individuals to lie to the people's face. And he wants the people to see them lying. Because this is what wakes people up. Because when you see someone stealing a car and they tell you your car is not being stolen, but you go, "But I'm seeing them steal my car," and they're telling you, "No, they're not really stealing it," you know they're lying. Just like with the borders. "Oh, the borders are locked down," but then why are millions of people coming in? Why is New York complaining? Why is Massachusetts complaining? Why are they running out of funds? See, the people they see, they're lying. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know The Sound of Freedom came out, and I'm still waiting for Hollywood. Did any actors or actresses or producers or anyone, did they ever come out and say, we're behind stopping child trafficking or human? No, not yet, huh? Wow, it's been quite a while now, and not one has made a video or a speech. None of them got together. Isn't that amazing? I think that tells you everything you need to know. Plus, you could see what Biden has been doing, and this tells you everything you need to know. The Department of Justice program directed at digital crimes against children has had its funding cut to levels significantly below that of the Trump administration. So the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force is a national network of 61 coordinated task forces made up of over 5,400 federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies dedicated to investigating, prosecuting, and developing effective responses to internet crimes against children. So basically what they did is they just cut the funding by $3.5 million. And this is in spite of the rising incident of child sexual abuse and exploitation found on social media sites. I think that tells you everything you need to know. Which means the Biden administration agrees with child trafficking, child exploitation, and everything else. And I think we all know this right now. And this is why they haven't come out and actually said, "Oh no, we need to stop this." Not once have they done this. Have they? I haven't seen it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Jeffrey Epstein and JP Morgan, they're back in the news. And JP Morgan reported $1 billion of Jeffrey Epstein's transactions as suspicious to the feds. But they only did this after Epstein died and the U.S. Virgin Island claimed this in court. Now, in court, an attorney for the bank said J.P. Morgan had notified the Treasury Department about Epstein's transactions several times before his death, including as early as 2002, and nothing was done about it. Remember, Epstein, he was a client of J.P. Morgan from 1998 to 2013, and they knew what was going on. They did nothing about it, which tells you everything you need to know. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that, and Kenneth the Great put this out on X, the former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, who had been accused of involvement in a pay-for-play bribery scheme, had ties to Jeffrey Epstein, passed away at 75. Richardson faced scrutiny for receiving $50,000 in campaign contributions from Epstein during his gubernatorial re-election campaign in 2002 and 2006. However, the association between Richardson and Epstein went beyond financial donations, as said they had a long-standing relationship. And we know that these individuals, not just the individual from Mexico, but many other political individuals, many other people from Hollywood and other places, they had relationships with Epstein. They flew down to the island. He was supporting and blackmailing these people. I mean, supporting the campaign and blackmailing and bribing these people because he had them on video. And we could see that these people, they don't want this information ever coming out. But I do believe what's going to happen is that at the right moment, at the right time, we're going to have this information come out. And I do believe all this is timed for the right moment. Remember, how do you wrap this up with all the criminals in this country? Yes, people will see treason. They're responsible for overthrowing the election. These people have done this. Can you imagine once the people learn about this, they learn about the insurrection, they learn about election fraud, they learn about this, and then all of a sudden, Epstein's black book comes out, and it's the same exact people. I mean, really think about this for a second. I mean, would that bring the country together? Well, wait a minute, what? They're involved in child trafficking too, and human trafficking, and they were down on Epstein's island, and there's video, and there's records? So wait a minute, these people overthrew the United States government, overthrew the duly elected president, they've been lying to us for a very long time, and they're the ones who've been trafficking children? They're the pedophiles? I mean, the people of this country, the people of the world, they're going to come together on this because crimes against humanity, crimes against children bring the country together. And what you're seeing out there with the transgender movement, with all this going on, this is a very, very small group that is trying to normalize it for the entire country and the world. But it's not going to work. The people are fighting back. The parents are fighting back. And this small little movement is going to go absolutely nowhere. And you could see it's already going nowhere. And the people, they're starting to realize what's happening right now. And you could see the deep state players, they're doing whatever they possibly can to shut down the narrative. They want censorship. They're trying to control it. They want everything to go back to the way it was with the fake news. And this is going to wake up more and more people, because when you shut people down, when you censor people, people want to know more. Wait, why did you censor that person? Was that person saying something that I need to know? And it's the curiosity of people that say, you know something, let me go look. Holy crap, this person was telling the truth. Oh my God, this person had documentation to back up what they were saying, and they censored him. And this censorship model never, never, ever works. So what are they going to do? Well, they're going to try to fill online with garbage so you don't look at online anymore. Why do I say this? Well, a recent report from the Europol has warned that by 2026, as much as 90% of online content could be generated by artificial intelligence, which means the web might have just, it might just be jammed up with crap that makes no sense whatsoever. You think the deep state wants this? Remember, they never thought they would lose control of the narrative. They never thought the internet would grow the way it's growing. This is why, from the very beginning, they wanted to control the internet from the provider, not from the social media platforms. Remember, during Obama's term, they tried to get control of the providers because that's where they really wanted to shut you down from. They didn't want to censor you on social media. They wanted to censor you and shut you down before you even got on the internet. This is why in the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, they want to have IDs associated with your account. So this way they can shut you down before you even get on the internet. Because that didn't work out, they had to go to the social media platforms and censor you there. And you can see that now they've lost control of the narrative. The government now cannot work with social media platforms because people see and understand what's happening right now. And they realize there's other platforms that they don't control. So they're going to try to fill the internet, social media platforms with absolute garbage. Now, is that going to work? Most likely not. Maybe on their platforms, but on other platforms where they're trying to control the bots, control AI, keep them from getting on the platforms, this is going to be very, very difficult. But they're going to keep trying and they're going to keep pushing. Right now, the U.S. Special Operations Command, they're going to deploy Argus, an AI program to scour social media for disinformation, misinformation, malinformation, and this all falls under National Security Authority, which means the government is going to be looking around. Now, can they censor people? Can the government do this? Now, under the Constitution, you really can't, but we know the Biden administration and the Obama administration, they have been joining forces with social media companies and they've been violating our constitutional rights and they've been censoring people. But again, the Department of Defense, they just can't use this and say, okay, flip a switch, start censoring people, because it would be very, very noticeable. So what they normally do is they create these type of systems, like they created Facebook. Then they basically handed it over to Zuckerberg, and then it went to the public, but it was already built in to control what people were doing, what people were saying. Same thing with Twitter. They took control over it. They were able to censor people. Well, now they're coming out with this thing called Argus, which is an AI program. Now, they just can't go ahead and just release it onto the public. So what they're going to do is they're creating it. Then they're going to have the private companies purchase it or use it, or they can make it available. And then the private companies can then actually use it to shut down disinformation, misinformation, and malinformation. And I do believe this is exactly what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to use this to shut down and censor people. And they'll say, well, it's not Department of Defense. This is a private program now. We sold it and or whatever they did, and now they're using it. And this is how they're going to try to control the information flow. But I do believe this is going to fail. I think they would need to control the platforms. They might have this program send messages to the owners of the platforms to say, hey, listen, this is misinformation, this is disinformation. Now they can either say, oh, we don't care about that. You're not telling us what to do. And I do believe once that starts to happen, their entire plan goes down the drain. And which means they're going to have to either shut it down or have a blackout to make sure that no one is putting out information that they don't want out there. And I do believe that's exactly what we're headed. I do believe they're going to try every step of the way to try to control the flow of information, but in the end, it's not going to work. And you can see, this is what a police state looks like. See, when they spy on you, when they fly drones over you, when they censor you, this is a police state. I mean, look what they're doing out in New York City. The New York City Police Department plans to pilot unmanned aircrafts over large gatherings in an effort to enhance security over Labor Day weekend. Those attending outdoor parties or barbecues in New York City this weekend may notice an uninvited guest looming over their festivities. So they're going to spy on the American people. And now the people are saying, whoa, wait a minute. They're receiving backlash from privacy and civil liberty advocates, raising questions about whether such drone use that they're using violates existing laws for police surveillance. Why would they be surveilling a party? I mean, does this sound like a police state to you? Absolutely, it does. And this is what it looks like. They censor, they shut down systems, they put their political opponents in prison, or they indict them, they set up false flags, and they monitor the public. This is what a police state looks like, and I think the people are seeing it very, very clearly. Otherwise, people wouldn't understand what was happening. Now, if you throw it in their face and you see it every single day, you could see it very, very clearly. And the other thing that's very interesting is that we've come to find out that the FBI has been misleading the American people on how often armed citizens stop an active shooter. Anyone really surprised about that? I mean, does anyone think the FBI is really giving us the truth about anything these days? Absolutely not. And what's very interesting about this is that former senior advisor for research and statistics for the U.S. Department of Justice, John R. Lott Jr., claims the FBI has misreported how many armed citizens have stopped active shooters. Lott had the task of evaluating the FBI's active shooting reports. He found the Bureau had missed and misidentified cases regarding armed citizens stopping active shooters. The former senior advisor claims the correct rate of armed citizens stopping active shooters is almost 8 times higher than the FBI's claim of 14 of 302 from 2014 to 2022. While the FBI claims that just 4.6% of active shootings were stopped by law-abiding citizens carrying guns, the percentage that he found was 35.7%. And he said, I'm more confident that we have identified a higher share of recent cases, and our figure for 2022 was even higher. It was 41.3%. So why would they mask this number? Because they've been pushing gun control. This is what criminals do. Wait a minute. We need to get the weapons away from the people. We can't tell the people that, listen, those law-abiding citizens, they're stopping crime. They're stopping active shooters. Because once people started to realize this and they saw the statistics, they would say, whoa, wait a minute. This is working then. Then that means more people need to carry weapons. They didn't want people to know that because that didn't fit into their 16-year plan. And now it's completely falling apart. And these percentage numbers are probably going to be even higher than what he's reporting. Because I do believe all of this has been manipulated to keep us in the dark about what was really happening so they could push their narrative. And now it is completely falling apart, just like what happened out in Canada. Remember, in Canada, they told everyone that there were mass graves of Indigenous children. And people, they went ahead and they burned churches. They vandalized churches for revenge. But what did we come to find out? It was a hoax. And Wokeness put this out and said, 83 churches were burned or vandalized in Canada as revenge for mass graves of Indigenous children. Turns out the story was a hoax. So the deep state, once again, pushed a hoax. And this is the only way they can push their entire agenda. If you need land, if you want buildings removed, if you want this, this is how they do it. But it's all falling apart now because everything that they do turns out to be fake, phony, and false. Yes, it might take some time, but people eventually find this out and they say, holy crap, they lied again. And as people find out more and more that they're lying, that they're cheats, that they're criminals, and it's all being exposed, the deep state's going to have to cover up for all this, just like they've done in the past. And that's why in the end, they're going to be bringing us to war. And we can see war is now building. Actually, Russia right now has put their Satan II intercontinental ballistic missile on combat duty right now, which is very interesting. And then we had Tucker Carlson. He's letting everyone know that the ruling elites will launch a hot war between the U.S. and Russia in the next year in order to assume war powers to maintain control. And he's absolutely right. Actually, we've known this from Trump. We've known that they're going to push us into World War III. Why? Because they need a distraction. This has been part of their 16-year plan for the very, very beginning. And since it's part of their plan, what Trump has done, he's turned the tables on them. He's now in control, and everything that they wanted to do is now against them. The economy's failing under their watch. We're going to war under their watch. The border is wide open under their watch. Everything is happening to them. It's been exaggerated. The people can see it, and the people know who's responsible for all of it. Don Jr. responded to Tucker and said, "This is one of the main reasons the deep state globalists want to put my father in jail. They know if he is president that he will immediately put an end to their plans to start World War III with Russia over Ukraine." And that's absolutely right. But what's going to happen is we're going to reach that precipice, that scare event, and President Trump, he will talk peace. He will back us out of this war. Why? Because it's all planned. He's been telling us it's planned. Because he needs to wake the other people up. He needs the people to see it all. He needs the people to see who the true enemy is. These people that you voted for, the people that you're still sticking with, they want to destroy you with war. Are you going along with that? Do you care if your brother, your sister, your mother, father, uncle, aunt go to war? You go to war. Do you care if nuclear weapons are coming into this country and destroying cities? And if you really think about the 16-year plan, think about what they were really trying to do. Connect it to the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. If we had a nuclear war, we know it was going to be controlled, but they were going to destroy cities. Why would they destroy cities? Because what did they want to do? They wanted to build their 15-minute cities. They would destroy all different locations around the country and other places of the world. And what would the central bank do? What would the World Economic Forum do? They would rebuild the world the way they wanted it. That is really the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. Because everything would be in rubbles, everything would be destroyed, and everything would have to be rebuilt, and they would be able to reshape the entire country, the entire world. Remember, the population would be reduced, so they could take the small population now and say, okay, because of radioactivity, we're not going to build there right now. We're going to build in this location. This is going to be your new home, your new city. Everything will be 15 minutes. You'll never have to leave this area. And they would put everyone in that area. That is what they have been planning for a very long time. They never planned on Trump coming in. They never planned on the military backing Trump. They never expected this to happen. And now they're not in control anymore. Because why? They had the insurrection on November 3rd. They completed it on January 6th. And the commander-in-chief with the military, they took control of the entire situation. It started in 2016. Trump took complete and utter control in 2020. Now he's showing the world what the deep state wants to do and showing the world, or is about to show the world, all their crimes. And we could see that they're going to continually push war. They're going to continually push riots and chaos because they have to, or otherwise they're screwed. And they know this. This is why the EU is out there, and they're going to label anyone calling for peace a Kremlin propagandist. So wait a minute. So anyone that says we don't want war, we want peace, you're a Kremlin propagandist? So when Trump comes in and he says, listen, I can have peace. I see war building. We're getting closer to the elections. Is Biden going to call him a Kremlin propagandist that he's working for Russia because he wants peace? You think the people of this country are going to see very, very clearly that Biden, the fake news and the rest, they're trying to push a war and Trump wants peace and they're trying to use the Russia thing again? I think so. And I think it's not going to work whatsoever. Just like the plandemic is not going to work. They're trying to push this once again. And I think the people now are hardened from the last plandemic. And now they've done their research. Now they're starting to understand. I'm not saying 100% of the people, but the majority of the people, they're not going to go along with this plan. But you could see the deep state players, they're going to try to shut down all the information. And what's very interesting, when we go back in time, back to 2019, 2020, documents, they have now revealed that there was a UK intelligence community and they were involved in the CDU since it was found in 2019, and they worked to stop COVID disinformation, which was actually the truth. And we could see that they had one in UK, probably New Zealand, out in Australia. They were all doing the same exact thing because they thought this was the time. It's the pandemic. Let's go for it. And the people didn't do what they were expected them to do. Actually, Bill Gates was out there carrying on about it. I can't believe people didn't take the vaccine. We thought we had the people. We thought we had them exactly where we needed them. We thought that the fear was so strong that they would just do whatever we said. But the people didn't. And the people rejected it. So now they're bringing COVID back. And remember, it's election seasonal. And now they're trying the same exact thing over and over again. And out in Germany, pharmacists in Germany expect an intensive vaccination campaign in autumn. I wonder how many people are going to say, you know what? You did this before. We're not going along with this whatsoever. And I think the people are going to realize and they're going to fight back like you've never seen before. And Steve Guest says, reminder, Joe Biden and his administration let teachers union boss Randy Weingarten rewrite health guidance to keep schools closed. This is a disaster. College level pre-calculus, calculus classes and students cannot even add one half and one third. And yes, the entire educational system is a complete and utter mess. And COVID made it worse. But again, this is infiltration from within. They didn't want a smart population. They wanted a population that they could control. But now that is not working. The people see it. The people understand it. And people are seeing that the vaccine, that is a bioweapon. And as more and more information comes out, the people are starting to realize, hey, you know something? This was never going to stop COVID. This was never going to stop me from transmitting it. This actually was going to hurt me in the long run. Chief Nerd put this out and said, new Freedom of Information Act documents obtained by I Can Decide show the CDC, FDA ignored a U.S. military investigation showing the vaccine were failing as early as January 2021. Humatrix Cloud Services was contracted by the U.S. military to analyze vaccine data. Humatrix researchers found that the proportion of total COVID-19 cases among the seniors was increasingly comprised of vaccinated people. The breakthrough cases started in January 2021. For the week ending on July 31st, 2021, post-vaccination COVID-19 cases represented 73% of the cases among people 65 and over. In the week ending on July 31st, 2021, 63% of the COVID-19 hospitalizations in seniors were among the fully vaccinated. Humatrix shared the data with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in August of 2021. And what did they do with it? They did nothing with it. They sat on it. They knew, but they kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And look what they're pushing right now. They're letting everyone know that if cases rise, you know, in the fall and winter, then we're going to have to start pushing guidance again. Well, of course, we're going to see hospitalizations rise because it's cold and flu season. And remember, they used the flu numbers to prop up the COVID numbers. They used the statistical information from the PCR test to prop up the case numbers. They used the death numbers from the hospitals because they said, hey, listen, we'll pay you a lot of money if you just tell us that everyone died from COVID. And that's what the hospitals did. That's how they created the plandemic. Robert Malone put this out and said, an inconvenient truth. Who now admits that asymptomatic transmission of COVID-19 is very rare? The claims of asymptomatic transmission was a major justification for social distancing, the lockdowns and masks. Everything about COVID-19 hysteria has been a lie. Absolutely. And we can see there are governors out there, just like here in Florida, out in Arkansas, in Texas, and many others, they're saying they are not locking down ever, ever again. They're not going to push mandates. So really what you're going to see this time around is you're going to see the blue states ramp it all up. You're going to see everyone in the blue states saying, wear a mask. It's now mandated. You must wear a mask. Now, what are the people going to do? Are they going to say, no, this is unconstitutional. You can't tell me what to do. And by the way, masks don't work. And how do we know they don't work? Well, there was an in-depth study done by the Cochrane Group, and they put out a report. Plus, we know there's about 171 documentation studies that show that masks don't work. And I do believe the Brookings Institute put that out. So when you start to look at this, you could see that masks have never worked. And Fauci was being interviewed, I believe it was on CNN, and he actually admitted that masks never worked. They're not going to stop the virus. So the whole thing was a complete and utter hoax, and people just went along with that without requesting proof. This time around, and every other event, the government, the CDC, the FDA, and the rest, they must prove it to the American people. We need to see peer-reviewed documentation, because if you look at everything they told us, everything was not backed by science whatsoever. I'm surprised they didn't say, hey, by the way, everyone should drain their blood to get rid of the virus. I'm surprised they didn't go that far. I mean, really think about this for a second. So everything that they made up during COVID had nothing to do with science, had nothing to do with peer-reviewed documentation. It was them just saying, this is what I want you to do. This is what I want you to do. It was about control. That's all it was about. Why? So they can cheat in the election, so they can overthrow the United States government. They can bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. They wanted to have depopulation. They wanted to keep us under this drug that made us sicker and sicker and sicker every time we took it. It didn't work out. And it's not going to work out this time. You can see the people now, they're pushing back. And it's not going to work out. It's going to be very difficult because people, they're going to have to find that will to change. They're going to be brought to a point where they say, you know what? We're not going along with it. Show me the proof. Show me anything that you have that shows that I have to wear a mask. Show me that I have to get a vaccine. You know what? You can't. You know why? Because it doesn't work. You're making it all up. This is not science. This is a political agenda that's being driven and pushed because of the elections, because of the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. And we reject you. And you know what? If these stores don't want to let you in, nobody shop at them. Go to the places where you don't have to wear the mask, where the store owners are saying, you know what, come on in. I don't believe this crap. And you know what? Let those businesses grow. Let the other ones fail. And you'll see how fast they change. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that Trump, he's letting everyone know, and he put this out on True Social, that he's going to be the president that vows to be a champion for homeschool families in second term. So Trump, he's letting everyone know he's all for this. Remember, what he wants for the country, he wants our children to learn. He wants the parents to teach their children. And if we're going to have school systems, the school system must do what the parents want. This is what the founding fathers actually set up, because they knew if it was done with the small communities and the parents were involved, the parents want the best for their children. If the parents want the best for their children, the children will get the best education. And what the school systems have been trying to do is they've been trying to take control. Why? Because they get federal funding. That has to end. And if you're able to, I guess the only other choice, if you don't want them to be indoctrinated right now, is to homeschool. But I think as time goes on, we're going to return to the model where the parents are in complete and utter control. But you can see the deep state players, they are continually pushing their agenda to have chaos. And no matter what happens, they want their criminals always on the street. Out in Chicago, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, he's blaming car makers, Kia and Hyundai, for car thefts in the city. I mean, just think of the thought process in this. Instead of arresting the criminals, instead of saying, okay, here are very strict laws. If you steal a car, you're going to be put away for 5 years. Maybe what they need to do is reverse those laws and actually catch the criminal and not release them after. But they want them released because they're going to use them later on. So what do they have to do? They have to blame everyone else. Oh, the stores are being robbed because, you know, you shouldn't display things in the window. Oh, your store is being robbed because you have your doors open. Oh, this is ridiculous. Your car's getting stolen because they're not safe enough where they can prevent someone from stealing it. This is backwards thinking, but you could see why they're doing it. It's almost like when they blame it on guns. Guns are the cause of these mass shootings. No, guns are not the cause. It's the person. If someone rammed a car into a school and killed 20 children, would they say the car is responsible? No, they would say the person driving the car is responsible for this. So right now, you could see why they're doing all of this. They're blaming the inanimate objects, and they're saying that's the cause of it, when it's really their policies. You know, no cash bail. Anything under $950 is a misdemeanor. We're not going to prosecute anyone. That's the problem. Go to the source. And I think people see this. I think people starting to realize, you know, that these people are crazy. And this is what happens when everything is amplified. And just look at January 6th. You can see in January 6th, people are starting to realize that it wasn't Trump supporters that caused the insurrection. It was the Capitol Police. It was the FBI. It was Antifa. It was BLM. And people are starting to realize that they're the ones who actually had the insurrection. Actually, I do believe Trump, with all these trials that are going to go on, he's going to prove to everyone that, yes, they're the ones who actually had the insurrection. Kenneco the Great put this out on X and says, the DOJ just gave a January 6th protester a 10-year sentence for breaking a Capitol window. Suspiciously, a masked man wearing an earpiece was also caught on video breaking a Capitol window, but has never been added to the FBI's most wanted list, arrested or charged. Right, because he's a confidential human source, probably an FBI agent, and they're not going to put those people into prison. And I think people see this very, very clearly. Just like people see what's going on with all these trials. Remember, all these different trials that are happening with Trump, it's really not against him. It's actually with the deep state. And Trump, he's going to prove everything that they have done. Trump put this out on True Social. He said, in the New York State Attorney General Letitia James case, I was targeted, given no jury, no extensions, no commercial division, no constitutional rights, no anything. The Democrat judge hates Trump with a passion. The thing I have is a great case based on phenomenal numbers that show a net worth of billions of dollars, more than she viciously and falsely claimed, very little debt, big cash, a powerful disclaimer clause, paid off loans, no defaults, happy banks, great assets. I was defamed by New York State election interference. And what is everyone seeing? They're seeing election interference. And they're also seeing that DA Fannie Willis, she is continually violating the law. Remember, when Trump and the Patriots set this up, they want to show how the criminals actually push their cases. They do it without following the rule of law. They do it, and they do it as a criminal. And that's what you're seeing right now. The Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis has gone from criminalizing court filings to committing crimes with respect to her own court filings. Georgia law makes it unlawful to knowingly file a court document knowing or having reason to know that such document is false or contains a materially false, fictitious, or fraudulent statement or representation. This is Georgia Code 16-10-20.1B1. D.A. Willis is well aware of this law. She charged a number of defendants, including Trump, Rudy Giuliani, and John Eastman, with violation of the law for filing in a document that contained a materially false statement in federal court. And she just violated it this week. For background, Georgia law allows for a speedy trial demand in accordance with the Sixth Amendment, which provides that the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial. Kenneth John Cheesebro and Sidney Powell have made the request pursuant to Georgia law. DA Willis responded to these speedy trial demands with an utterly false motion to advise to inform the court and the defendants of the consequences of their request for a speedy trial. This motion was a violation of 16-10-20.1b1. By no means are we making a stretch. The statutory violations are clear and obvious. DA Willis and her team invented legal theories and misled the court about relevant case law that allegedly supported her position. So right there, she's actually violating the law, pushing these cases. Can everyone see this? Absolutely. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the Haldeman report reveals that Georgia's Dominion voting machines can be hacked. Votes can be changed. Elections can be altered. And Secretary of State Raffensperger, he hid the report and now will not install security patches for 2024 election. So right now, Raffensperger, he knows about this. He hid the report and he won't install patches on the machines, which means the machines cannot be used in the 2024 election. And I don't believe the machines will be used in the 2024 election. And Raffensperger's testimony actually supports Trump's defense in Georgia case. Raffensperger reportedly contradicted claims that Trump insisted he violated his oath of office by fabricating enough votes to win the state. Since Raffensperger and others began saying that Trump pushed them to violate oaths, Trump and those who have listened to the tapes of the call have insisted that this was not true. Apparently now, Raffensperger himself has opened the door to disputing his own claims and may have provided Trump's defense team ammunition in the upcoming case brought by Fannie Willis. And like Trump says, it's a perfect call. Now, since Trump is going to have this trial and many trials throughout the 2024 election, I do believe, since these are going to be streamed and televised, and the information is going to be coming out that the deep state overthrew the United States government, they cheated, and people are going to become aware of this, they might start the communication blackout, and they might start the riots in the spring of summer of 2024. And I do believe maybe war then will be used after Trump is elected, and I do believe riots will continue because they will reject the results of the 2024 election. So the riots might start to distract everyone from what is going on here, and they might continue into the 2024 election. But we'll have to see how this plays out. This is going to be very interesting. But Soros, you can see that they're ramping up the riots because they've revealed a plan to unleash hell on Trump in 2024. So George Soros's son, Alexander, the heir to Soros's empire, which is really paid by the American people because they money laundered all this information and they're using this money against us, has given the game plan away for his father's massive nonprofit network to unleash hell on Trump for the 2024 election. In a recent article in Politico, the Soros son reveals how the Open Society Institute, one of the most influential radical organizations in the world, will be campaigning against a former president in the upcoming election. So he's already starting everything. And does this mean, oh, they're going to put out ads? They're going to say, hey, don't vote for Trump? No, they're going to create chaos. They're going to create riots. They're shifting everything towards Trump. Now, do Trump and the Patriots, do they know this playbook? Absolutely. Let's go back to a couple of posts here. Post 4, October 29th, 2017. Down below in this post, it says the following. Don't fool yourself into thinking Obama, Soros, Roths, Clintons have more power present day than POTUS. Operation Mockingbird Patriots are in control. Sit back and enjoy the show. Post 14. This is October 31st, 2017. Now I'm going to read a couple lines down in the middle to end. It says, what happens if Soros-funded operations get violent and engage in domestic terrorism? Well, they can be classified as domestic terrorist group. He can be declared an enemy of the state. Americans involved with Soros can be charged with crimes up to sedition and terrorism. Martial law could be declared. 10 U.S.C. Section 331-335, the president may use the armed forces to suppress an insurrection. He can have the National Guard. Who's the commander-in-chief? Trump is. What happens if the mayors, police commissioners, chiefs do not enforce the law? Well, the commander-in-chief can send in the National Guard, can send in the Marines. What authority does POTUS have specifically over the Marines? Marine Corps law 1834 gives president authority over Marines for any duties president sees fit. Why is this important? Because it's the Marine Corps' responsibility to protect the president and U.S. dignitaries abroad. And technically, the Marine Corps doesn't really protect the president in a direct fashion, that it is up to the Secret Service security detail. The Marine Corps does, however, have the sole responsibility of transporting the president by helicopter to Air Force One or Camp David or anywhere else he may need to go within reach of Marine One source. Now, that is interesting because I remember there's a post that says the president will be on Air Force One when the operation takes place. Well, think about this. When Trump is elected in 2024 and the riots take place, he's the president-elect. Yes, he's not sworn in yet, but he's also the commander-in-chief. This is very interesting because really think about it. If he has a trial and he shows that Biden, Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest, Soros, and many others overthrew the United States government, they cheated in the election, and he actually has proof of this, who's actually the president then? I mean, let's just use Trump's example. When a robber steals the diamonds from a jewelry store and the robber, burglar, gets caught, do they get to keep the diamonds or do they have to return them? They have to return them. So what happens in this instance? This is going to be very, very interesting. Post 2502, this is November 25th, 2018. Down below it says, what vested authority does the Constitution grant a sitting president, R.E. Matters of National Security? Thank you, Mr. Soros. Then we have post 15, October 31st, 2017. It says, P.S., Soros is targeted. Absolutely. But you can see they are now building up for the chaos. We had the neo-Nazi group, Blood Tribe or Goyim Defense League, whatever they call themselves, or Patriot Front Group. It seems like they're just changing their names. They're dressed up in Nazi uniforms, Nazi flags, and they're doing Hail Hitler, you know, white supremacy and whatever they're doing. And it looks like they're trying to make it seem like, oh, these are the Trump supporters. But once again, we know who these people are. This is a false flag. This is what they're trying to push. And it seems that everything the deep state is trying to do with all the chaos and the riots and things, it's all not going to work out because the playbook is known. Look, they're trying to get Trump off the ballots in many different states. This is not going to work. Right now, Trump can't be barred from the Arizona 2024 ballot. It's already a ruling, and the Secretary of State already admits that this cannot be done. He's angry about it, but it cannot be done. A Barack Obama-appointed judge swiftly dismissed a lawsuit from a group arguing that Trump shouldn't be able to appear on the Florida primary ballot because of events on January 6, 2021. Judge Rosenberg ruled that the plaintiffs, Boynton Beach attorney Lawrence Kaplan and two others, are lacking standing to bring the challenge. So the plaintiffs, they lack the standing to challenge the defendant's qualifications for seeking the presidency. And in the ruling, the judge also cited prior precedent in which plaintiffs weren't able to keep candidates off the ballot because of their association with January 6th. So right now, they're trapped. Trump is going to run. Of course he is. Because he's going to win in 2024. Because he's going to have a fair, free, transparent election. We're not going to use their cheating systems. We're going to use paper ballots. And think about what's playing out right now. We're going to have the trials coming up. The deep state will be on trial for election fraud, for insurrection, for the Presidential Records Act, for espionage. The truth will be coming out. Communication blackout, riots, distraction. Trump, we have the election. There's a cyber attack. And they say, oh, no, we can't have the election because the equipment doesn't work. The infrastructure is damaged. Don't worry. We have backup. We have backup poll books. We have paper ballots. Everything's prepared and ready to go. The Marines, the National Guard, they will protect the elections. They'll make sure that they're completely transparent. Trump wins the elections. All of a sudden, chaos ramps up. Trump is the president-elect. But once again, since he's shown proof that these individuals overthrew the United States government and the duly elected president, are they really the president? Or is now Trump the true president and the president-elect at the same time? And the commander-in-chief? Which means they're going to bring us to war. This is what they're trying to do. But Trump knows the playbook. He wants them to do this. He actually is bringing them down this path. He's been telling us this. And right now, Trump, he has the nominee. Actually, the Wall Street Journal put this out and said, Trump is top choice for nearly 60% of GOP voters. And yes, All those others, they're just wasting time. They should just close up shop and say, all right, Trump is the nominee. There's no reason to even do the debates anymore. They're done. There's no reason for these people to even talk to each other with 1%, 2%, 8%, 10%. It makes no sense. The people have chosen. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see the people that are looking at the election fraud. It looks like the numbers are continually increasing. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, update, a new high in voter distrust of the 2020 election results is set today. How likely is it, and this is the question, how likely is that cheating affected the outcome of the 2020 presidential election? Dems, 45% say likely. Not likely is 50%. Wow, that went up. Independents, 64% say likely. 28% say not likely. Republicans, 80% say likely now. Not likely, 16%. Overall, 62% likely, 32% not likely. Everything is starting to shift. It looks like it's a perfect time for Trump to actually have the deep state on trial on how they cheated in the election. Trump, he put this out on Truth and said, great poll numbers because people want a return to the Trump years when everything worked. The border was the strongest ever, no inflation, jobs, 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 energy independent and soon dominant, low taxes and regulation, strong military, no Russia and Ukraine, no China and their threats. We defeated 100% of the ISIS caliphate, great economy ever. What a fantastic time for America. Bring back the real USA. Bring back strength. Bring back Trump. Absolutely. And what's very interesting is that Trump, he was being interviewed and he actually brought up the 16-year plan. Storm Has Arrived put this out. And he said, this was not supposed to happen. This was not supposed to be the plan for Hillary. They never expected this. Take a listen.
But look, you know, I've turned things up and I've turned them around. And this was not supposed to be the plan. The plan was that Hillary Clinton would win, that she'd go in and she'd, you know, do things that most people would not like to see done. And she, didn't run a great campaign. I mean, the deplorables, who would have thought that was going to be so bad? The deplorables deal didn't work, but Biden was much worse. Look,
which means Trump countered the entire 16-year plan. He turned the tables on them, and he's using it now against them to show the people the truth. And that is what people are seeing right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Dan Scavino, he put out a video, and it looks like there are performers, and one person is dressed up as Trump, and it looks like America's Got Talent or something like that. And they're performing, and he put this out, and under it, Trump, he put out an interactive poll, and it says Trump 59%, DeSantis 13%, Haley 8%, Vivek 5%, Christie 3%, Pence 2%, Scott 2%, Hutchison 1%. So what's very interesting about this is that this video is 12 seconds long, and this is what the post says. It's October 29th, 2017. Military intelligence reference above is the absolute biggest inside drop this board will ever receive. Now think about why Antifa plays right into the plan. Antifa equals a terrorist, which will allow POTUS to use the Patriot Act detention for military tribunals. So if terrorist organizations fear this Patriot Act detention, this will then keep Antifa and the rest, whoever's trying to push this, from doing it. So we'll have to see how this plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. And Trump, he put out this truth and said, ask yourself, were you better off today or 4 years ago? Well, I think the people now are seeing that they were better off 4 years ago when Trump was in the White House. Trump, he needed to show the people, he needed to show everyone exactly what the deep state is, how they're going to destroy the country, how they're going to bring us to war. He needed to wake the population up. And I do believe now, since the people are awake, the people are accepting of information, he can now put them on trial and the people can see exactly what they did and they will be accepting of this, which means the deep state will try to shut everything down because the truth is getting out there. And this is exactly what Trump wants them to do because it makes it easier for Trump and the Patriots to actually clean it all up. It makes it easier for Trump and the Patriots to show the people, look at the true enemy, because those people that don't wake up with these trials, they will wake up with war. They will wake up with the riots. And I do believe Trump is prepared and ready to show everyone, but he's controlling the entire situation. The Patriots are in control.